This is GQDN for Monday, January 22nd, 2024. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get your stuff. Go get your drink mixes. And you go to the checkout line. Drink mixes are good. They're really good. You get 25% off if you put the word quest as a promo code. Quest is a promo code. Quest is a promo code. Say it three times. And by patreon.com/groupquest. And of course, by stackup.org. In today's news, we got a couple of game things coming. Some coming tomorrow, some coming later on. On the Halo Championship Series, 2024 details have been announced. What's the British Army doing? We'll find out a little bit later, because right now, we have to talk about a new game that's becoming quite the thing. It's called Pow World. And there are a couple of things that's going on with. First thing is, according to ESTNN, there's a bit of an AI art controversy. Now, some of the Pokemon fans did see the resemblance between the pals and some of the Pokemons from any of the Pokemon games. Now, Pow World is the Pocket Pair's latest game. And right now, it's one of the most played games on Steam. And the game has already surpassed some of the biggest titles like Baldur's Gate 3 and Counter-Strike 2. But if you look at the artwork between Pow World and Pokemon, there are some similarities to it. In fact, one of the pictures they did credit, or ESTNN did credit Pokemon for. So here's what Onion_Moo did say on X. Since I'm bored as hell, I'm gonna be making a thread of this, I think. Power World designs analysts trying to spot every Pokemon they jumbled together. And he has showed some of the things that they put, that Power World put together via the Pokemon. In fact, Rolling Cactus did say on X, quote, they ain't even hiding it. They're not even hiding it. And there are some other people that are talking about the stuff as to what's going on. But because of this, according to IGN, the Power World developers did receive some death threats. And even they are saying that some of the Pokemon fans are saying that the Power World's pals are too similar to Pokemon. But they were still receiving death threats. In fact, it went to the community manager, Bucky, who has been up on X and the Power World's Discord, and they did post that they said that they've received death threats since the game went live in early access 3 days ago. So here's what he said, quote, frantically working through all my DMs and emails, I promise. However, you excuse me if I skip over the death threats. Threats to the company and massively outlandish claims. If you're capable of writing like an actual human being, though, I'll reply ASAP. But this goes on, because GamesRadar did say that the CEO of Pow World said he has seen these death threats, but he did ask people to stop slandering the artists. In fact, this is the CEO, Takeru Mizubi, and he said that all these comments are slanderous. So here's what he said, quote, currently, we are receiving slanderous comments against our artists, and we're seeing tweets that appear to be death threats. I have received a variety of opinions regarding Pow World, but all productions related to Pow World are supervised by multiple people, including myself, and I am responsible for the production. I would appreciate it if you'd refrain from slandering the artists involved in Pow World. In fact, he also said, quote, we have absolutely no intention of infringing upon the intellectual property of other companies. Even some of the employees were also talking about that too. Granted, you have to translate them. And from Akinkan1124 said, quote, I'm sure everyone has their own thoughts, but that doesn't mean you can do anything with it as an excuse. Calm down a little before you start slandering me. So while that's going on, the developers are still working on the bugs because multiplayer is broken. That's according to rockpapershotgun.com. And here's what Pow World did say on X. Quote, currently we have received over 50,000 inquiries. We sincerely apologize for the delay in response from our support team. The developer team is aware of serious bugs that are occurring, such as being unable to enter servers, unable to play multiplayer, and losing saved data, and are currently working on fixing them. We will share information about the fixes for these issues as soon as possible. Please note that saved data from single player and co-op may be able to be restored. For information on how to restore from backup, please refer to the URL that they provided. We'll continue to keep you posted. You can find more info and join the discussion on our Discord. Not our Discord. You want to get our Discord, go to thegroupquest.com. But that's not all, because for POW World, Shuhei Yoshida did think that maybe it will come to PlayStation 5 and Xbox as well. Or maybe not. Well, that's what Yoshida wants, because they did congratulate POW World on making the game. Then a fan did request Yoshida could actually work on bringing the game to PlayStation 5, and Yoshida did respond with a yes. And then he went to tag Qingwen Zhu, that was PlayStation Partner Development Executive for China and Japan, and they showed the tweet. But the aforementioned Bucky said that as for now, POW World will not be on PlayStation. It's only on Xbox and Steam. Well, he followed that up with this quote. This old tweet is suddenly doing the rounds and apparently needs clarifying. So, the above posted said POW World may release on PlayStation 4, 5, Xbox, or PC. I replied it won't be on PlayStation, which was and still is currently true, and that it would only be on Xbox and Steam, also still currently true. This was by no means a statement that POW World would never come to PlayStation. Please don't twist my words to perpetuate silly arguments. Thanks. So could it come to PlayStation? Well, let's get to a little change of pace. Because according to Kotaku, the British Army was using Fortnite in a recruitment campaign. Yes, they did. Now, the Army Jobs Twitter account of the British Army did say that the event will indeed take place January 24th on Twitch. But the tweet, along with the produced trailer with it, was deleted. And Ellis and Young Philly are pretending that they'd never even heard of it. So who are they? Most probably associated with the Army. But they did remove their own social media tweets or posts or about that stuff. So maybe that will happen. Maybe it won't. We shall see. Now Halo, going into the esports corner, is going to have their championship series and have more majors in 2024. Now, apparently, they had more format changes along with the new developments and the calendar. But they would have, according to the calendar, have more majors with four tournaments that would take place this year. And that's a big change from last year because they only had two majors. So the majors will be hosted by a partner team. And 343 said that things were pretty positive on their end. But the first major in March will be hosted by Optic. The third will be done by FaZe. That's in July. And the last one will be in September, and that'll be hosted by Space Station Gaming. Interesting, interesting. Sticking with the esports corner, I'm talking about Counter-Strike. SzPero, that is S-Z-P-E-R-O, is now the new head coach for the Rebels. And that's their Counter-Strike team. They are part of the Spanish organization. And that was announced Monday, earlier today. So, we shall see what he brings to that team. Now we get to some pretty good stuff. Because GameSpot.com did say you can get some 8 shooter games for $10 for a limited time. It's all up on Fanatical. And a part of this is Dusk, a medieval zombie army trilogy, Rage, Quake, Superbuff, Splatter, Oddworld, Doom 64, and Wolfenstein. Some are Steam Deck verified, some are Steam Deck playable. Okay, so you can go get those. GameSpot also said that Super Metroid, the soundtrack has been recreated and the pre-orders are now online. You can pre-order the music at Amazon and Best Buy via the two links. And right now, they're priced at $40 to $46 a piece. And Super Metroid Recreated releases on February 16th. So, not too far away. Not too far away at all. Oh, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth now has its own official TV. Push Square said that. Yes, they do. And according to a press release, it says that TV, quote, is the official gaming TV for this release, offering the ultimate gaming experience to guide users who take on the role of Cloud Strife and pursue Sephiroth in the legendary Swordsman. Now, they do have the variable refresh rate, but Sony did put Final Fantasy VII Rebirth on a TV. It is the Sony Bravia XR. It's up in the PlayStation Store. Oh, I'm just talking about the game there. The game's in the PlayStation Store, not the TV. And the game comes out on February 29th. Yes, I got my calendar marked. Now, we go to the PlayStation 4 blog.net. And they said that Neptuna Sisters versus Sisters will be coming to the Nintendo Switch tomorrow. And they did have a teaser trailer with it. So you'll be able to play the game a bit. Those look pretty interesting. I know something else is interesting, and this is something I misplaced in the news, but still, it's in the news. Witcher Studio is indeed interested in using AI, but it's not to replace people. That comes to us from .esports.com, and they kind of used it to go on into AI and what's going on with it within games. But Adam Badowski was talking with Reuters, who is the co-CEO of CD Projekt Red. He took that position at the beginning of the year. And he basically said that the company did put a team together to see how AI could work in game production and how that would extend to other areas. More game companies are getting into it. We'll keep our eyes on them. Yes, we will. Maybe get your eyes on this. WWE 2K24. Which will be coming, on March 8th. And there's a lot of stuff going into it. Because according to Game Informer, they're celebrating 40 years of WrestleMania. So for the game to come out March 8th, it'll be right in time for it. Because the next pay-per-view, which I believe comes up this weekend, is the Royal Rumble. Now, what's in this game? Or better yet, who? If Andre the Giant, Asuka, Bianca Belair, Charlotte Flair, Cody Rhodes, John Cena, Randy Savage, Rey Mysterio, Rhea Ripley, Roman Reigns, gotta have him, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Triple H, and Undertaker. And there will be more in the coming weeks when it comes to the different wrestlers. Now, which edition would you get if you're a WWE fan? There are a couple different ones. And right now, they only show three. Standard edition will be all on the current generation consoles for $70 and $60, and because the $60 will be on PC. Digital only will have the standard cross-gen edition, which means you will be able to play on both consoles with the same platform family, and that'll be $70. Now the deluxe edition will come with both the base game and the standard cross-gen. They also have the Nightmare Family Pack, which will also have the Undashing Cody Rhodes, Stardust, Dusty Rhodes 76, and Superstar Billy Graham. They'll also have the Season Pass and MyRise Mega Boost Supercharger, a gold rarity Rhea Ripley, Bianca Belair, My Faction cards, and alternate attires for Rhea Ripley and Bianca Belair. The 40 years of WrestleMania edition, which is the premium edition. All content in the standard deluxe editions. I'm reading the bullet points. Alternate WrestleMania attires for Randy Savage, WrestleMania 6, Rey Mysterio, WrestleMania 22, Triple H, WrestleMania 30, Charlotte Flair, WrestleMania 33, and Rhea Ripley, WrestleMania 36. You'll also have the gold rarity My Faction cards, Randy Savage, Rey Mysterio, Triple H, Charlotte Flair, and Rhea Ripley. You also have the instant unlocking of all playable showcase characters and the WrestleMania 40 Arena arriving post-launch. So, like I said, March 8th, and it'll be live on PlayStations 4 and 5, Xbox One, and Series X and S, and also on PC. We shall see how the game goes. We'll also keep you informed of what's going on with Power World, if there's anything major of significance. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people, and try to be nice, please.